Video seems to show a gunman entering what looks to be the venue, where at least 133 people were killed. Former British Army officer Mike Martin says this could impact President Putin's position, which he says is in part built on a promise of security.
It's a deal with the public, but also other Russian elites look at this and think, ah, Putin's losing his grip. Interesting, maybe there's a crack there, maybe there's an angle. And it's not fatal at all, but it adds to that narrative within Russia that perhaps Putin won't always be in control.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's president has denied involvement in the massacre as the country faced a fresh wave of airstrikes from Russia. Some missiles hit the western city of Lviv, close to the border with Poland, prompting it to activate its air force. The Prince and Princess of Wales have spoken about the public's support following Kate's cancer diagnosis, saying they're touched and moved. Get well messages have been streaming in from around the world. A man's been removed from a plane at Heathrow Airport after he was apparently involved in a row with a DUP leader. Police say no arrests have been made. In sport, the Formula One results on the way, but first, England boss Gareth Southgate says he's pleased with his side's performance in the international friendly against Brazil, despite the 1-0 loss. Ezri Konsa was one of three players to get their debuts.
Lost for words, don't know how to feel right now. It's a mixture of feelings, obviously disappointed, lost, but at the same time, you know, it's a dream come true for me and my family, a very good moment.
Elsewhere, Ferrari lost signs, recovered from appendix surgery a fortnight ago to take victory in the Australian Formula One Grand Prix. World champion Max Verstappen retired early in the race in Melbourne. He had brake problems. That's the latest. I'm Laura Safe.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you, Laura, for the news there at 8 this morning. And now time for a weather update.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
So today is looking drier and brighter ahead of quite a changeable week. Today, after a chilly start, Sunday is looking mostly dry with some sunny spells. However, there will be a few isolated showers that are possible, easing during the afternoon. Winds will slowly ease as the day progresses, so feeling a little warmer as a result. Maximum temperatures today of 12 degrees Celsius. Tonight, it's going to be dry with clear spells overnight, allowing chilly temperatures with a possible frost in prone spots. Frost already in the spring, rather. Perhaps some isolated fog patches developing. Cloud thickening towards dawn in the far west with minimum temperatures of -1 degree Celsius. And tomorrow, a largely dry day. Cloud generally thicker in the west, but brighter in the east with sunny spells. Maximum temperatures of 13 degrees. The outlook for Tuesday to Thursday, some brighter spells early Tuesday ahead of rain later. During Wednesday and Thursday, strong winds and blustery showers with risk of hail. Temperatures around average. So there's your weather update for 8am this morning.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM. And yes, it is just after 8 now, and you're here for the breakfast show, Sunday breakfast. It is supposed to be a bit of a mellow start to your morning, but I also want to give you some energy this morning as well. As I mentioned, it is the half marathon that's taking place in the area this weekend, or today, in fact. It's starting at Sawyer Hall Lane, and I will be giving you a travel update as well later on in the show. 25 past, there will be a travel update because there are quite a few road closures that will be affecting the area due to that. So I'll be giving you an update on that in just a few minutes, well, more than a few minutes, in about 20 minutes. But I wanted to just play you some music this morning, and I'm going to be giving you some sort of updates on the news this week and what's in the papers today as well. So do stay tuned. I'm going to start with a bit of a funky tune. I'm going to start with an oldie but a goodie, with a D-Light, and Groove Is in the Heart.
When we're done, satisfaction of what's to come. I couldn't ask for another. Your groove, I do deeply dig. No walls on the bridge. My self is this, my second test wish.
Sing it, baby.
I couldn't ask for another.
Yeah, hope you're feeling groovy this morning. And going to play you one more track now. Keeping it kind of oldie but goodie with Stardust. And the music sounds better with you. And yeah, that's I think that's in the 90s, that one. I don't know. I need to double check, actually, date check that one. But yeah, I'm going to go with that one next. In fact, no, what's happened to my thing? Let's see if it... Stardust. Music sounds better with you. Here it is.
We'll be right back.
1998 there with Stardust and Music Sounds Better With You. Next one up is more of a recent one, maybe this year or last year, Riton with Never Knew Love featuring Aneeza.
All these broken pieces inside my body, never share my secrets with anybody. So afraid to fall, paranoid to risk it all. There's no way of being sure when you're blinded.
Celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your team from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101. To find out more, Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org. Take the first step to recovery.
Time for some more music. Keeping it all love themed at the moment. Hannah Lang with Good Love. And that one there, so Hannah Lang with Good Love. If you were out partying last night, did you have any tequila? The reason I ask is because tequila is a big business. Funny enough, I actually used to be a shop girl for a little while when I lived in Dubai. Did a bit of promo work, and one of the things that I was doing was selling tequila shots to people. So one of those, like, you know, not waistcoats, but the things that you put around your body with, like, all the little cups in them and stuff. But JLS star Aston Merigold is going into the tequila business. He's got his own called House 30, set to hit soon. So next time you're out, you know, you'll spot it. Even if you're, I don't know if it'll be in Weatherspoons or if it'll only be in the nightclubs, who knows. But yeah, it's a big. Apparently, Rita has also got her own tequila brand called Prospero. Dwayne The Rock Johnson set up Terramana 4 years ago, and it's already worth $2.8 billion. And Kardashian star Kendall Jenner launched her tequila, 818 Tequila, in 2021, selling it £70 a bottle. And you've also got Justin Timberlake and George Clooney, who've got their own tequila brands. George set up Casamigos in 2013 with investors, selling it to the UK giant Diageo in 2017 for $1 billion. Who knew that George was that rich? And Timberland's 901 is now partnered with Sousa, and it's been around since 2009. So Justin Timberlake was actually one of the first celebrities to launch his own tequila brand. But who knew there was so much money in tequila? So if you're thinking about, you know, new business, I don't know how easy it is to make it, mind. Anyway, I'll be back in a few minutes with a travel update. In between that, we've got another track for you. It is, not we, it's just me here today. I've got another track here for you. CDM Project with, hold on, what have I done there? No, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have dragged it in there, messed it up. This ain't love.
No.
That one there was with Sophie Ellis-Bechter there singing, wasn't it, on the CDM project with If This Ain't Love. And now it is time for a travel update as it's 25 past 8.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So, looking at the National Rail, there are no planned engineering works, which is good news. Looking at the Underground, so we have the Bakerloo line looks all right. Central line, no service between Woodford and Epping, including rail replacement bus services running there. Hammersmith and City line, no service between Plaistow and Barking. Use district line services instead. DLR, no services between Stratford International and Woolwich Arsenal. Use the tube, rail, local or rail replacement bus services. Elizabeth line, no service between Paddington and Ealing Broadway until 7:45. We've already passed that. Until 5:30. Customers travelling between central London and Heathrow should use Piccadilly line. Between 5:30 and 7:45, well, that's passed already. Reduced service between Paddington and Maidenhead, also at Heathrow Terminal 4. Trains will not call at Acton Main Line. Hanwell and West Ealing stations for Acton Main Line use tube services, and North Acton, West Ealing and Hanwell use local bus services. No service between the Liverpool Street and Enfield Town, Chesham, Chinkford on the London Overground. Use alternative tube, local or rail replacement bus services. No service between Surrey Quays and Clapham Junction. A rail replacement bus service will run every 30 minutes. No service between Romford and Upminster. Use local bus services. And no service between Barking and... There's something else. Hold on. Let's double check on that. I just want to double check, actually. I did say there about Waterloo and City line is planned closures all weekend as well. Good service on Bakerloo, good service on Circle, good service on District, Hammersmith and City, Jubilee, Metropolitan, Northern Piccadilly, Victoria as well. But what I want to tell you also is about the planned road closures due to the Brentwood Half Marathon that's happening today. Good luck to all of the runners. It looks like it is going to be very busy. So I have got details of the actual roads that are closed on as well. So just give me a moment. I had pulled it up and I don't know where it is now. Hold a minute. So that's the roads. Da-da-da-da-da. I will pull it up. I was about to say they close the tab. No. Oh, where's this? Okay. That's it. No, that's not it. There it is. Right. Sawyers Hall Lane, that's where it's starting. So there's full length from Shenfield Road that is fully closed until 2. Then we have full closure, Shenfield Road, Wilson's Corner to Middleton Hall Lane. That is closed till 10:40. And then you've got St Anne's Road from Roman Road to Thoby Lane, full closure until 11:30. And you've got Thoby Lane, Mount Lessing Road from St Anne's Road to its junction with Ingatestone Road. That is fully closed until 12:00.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Had to extend it there. We've got Doddinghurst Road from Mount Nessing Lane to its junction with A128 Ongar Road. That's closed until 1 p.m. Access to the Brentwood Centre, full closure of Doddinghurst Road from 8 till 1. Not sure how I'm going to get out of here then. Full closure from 7:30 to 2 Highlands Avenue from Ongar Road to Sawyers Hall Lane. And then full closure from 8 till 1, Hall Lane from Doddinghurst Road to Shenfield Road as well. Let's just have a quick look there as well. So that's the local closures. And there's the bus routes, 261 and 281 routes to Doddinghurst and Blackmoor do not operate. The 37 Brentwood is also every 2 hours now. And the 8081 Brentwood to Hutton is not operating today. It doesn't operate on Sunday. And we also have the 351 Brentwood to Chelmsford It will be managed by marshals at 8:45. No runners in the road at this time. 10:15 inbound will not be significantly affected as the race has started at this time. Marshals will ensure progress. No route changes required. Okay, so that's all for your travel update, I believe. I think I've got it all covered there. So, time for some more music then. Next one up, I'm going to go with Rudimental and Dancing is Healing.
Don't mind if you cry on my shoulder. Remember the things that I told you. Darling, don't you cry. You're going to be all right. Leave it all behind. Take it off your mind. I know you're fed to fight, but things are looking brighter. Let it go tonight. I know you need it. Dancing is healing. Love is the answer. Dancing is healing. Love is the answer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you need space, when you need time, when it gets heavy on your mind, when you lose faith, put your hand in mine, when it gets heavy. Dancing is healing. Love is the answer. Dancing is healing.
Phoenix 98 FM.
And that there was Dancing is Healing with Rudimental. And yeah, as I mentioned, we've got the Brentwood Half Marathon happening today, so there will be road closures affecting your routes this morning. So of course there are lots of signs around, but you just need to obviously check in advance. You can look on the brentwoodhalf.org website as well. They've got the route maps on there, as well as the roads that are affected, closures, etc. as well. I did mention it all just then, but in case you didn't catch it, going to be giving a little update on also what is going on else in the local area, events wise, and we'll just introduce that now.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries, pictures for pleasure and profit.
So, what is going on in the local area? Let's have a little look. Well, of course, every Monday we have got the Phoenix FM's open mic night, which is with Kev Piggott from 8 to 10pm. All tracks are recorded. A selection is played on the Sunday Sessions show every Sunday from 10am, which is up next. You can find details on the Facebook group as well, which is the Phoenix FM Open Mic Night. We've got Daily Bread Easter Afternoon Tea on the 2nd of April. That's at St Peter's Church at Claughton Way. It's 2 to 4pm. Adults, it's £10. And children are £7. Booking is essential. Contact Dave at huttonparish.com or phone them on 01277 262 864. More details can be found at facebook.com/dailybread serving your city. And the 15th of April, there's 70 years in horticulture. The Chantry Centre, Chantry Way, Billericay. Talk by Jim Buttress, hosted by Billericay's Horticultural Society. 8 till 10 p.m. It's £3 and refreshments are also available. You can find details at billericay.com/horticultural/society.co.uk. And that's all for the upcoming events. I actually did an event myself on Friday, but it was in Mayfair for a singles night. We had 150 people there. It was very good fun.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Copfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 22239. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
So, more music up now. Next one is Lewis Thompson with Side Effects.
I've been drinking, and it's in the mud underneath the feeling. I ain't joking, I think I'm broken. Something triggers me at any given moment. Wasn't my plan, but it's the truth. And it ain't a phase that I'm going through. All that I am, all that I do, always seems to be revolving around you. Cause I could be alone or in the club, or someone else's bed. All I gotta do is think of us, and I get these side effects. Feeling like the more I'm moving on, the more I can't forget. Every time I get these side effects. People talking, and I've been dodging. Every question about you is so exhausting. I still got your number. Sometimes I wonder where you are tonight, whose body you are under. Wasn't my plan, but it's the truth. No, it ain't a phase that I'm going through. It's all that I am, it's all that I do. I could be in the club or someone else's bed. All I gotta do is think of us, and I get these side effects. Feeling like the more I'm moving on, the more I can't forget. Every time I get these side effects.
Lewis Hamilton. No, not Lewis Hamilton. Lewis Thomas. Thompson with Side Effects. The time now is just coming up for 20 to 9. And what was I lost my track of thought there? So we've got some shake-ups in the radio industry this weekend as well. Been a few changes in mainstream radio. There's Frank Skinner announced he's departing from Absolute Radio after 15 years on the station. Admitting, though, it wasn't his choice. His contract simply wasn't renewed. He's been doing the Saturday breakfast slot for the past 15 years. And he's also got a poetry podcast, which will run for two more series. So, yeah, I do remember always watching the Badil and Skinner show. That was a really, really good show, actually. Yeah, shame that's not on anymore, actually. So we'll be back in, I'll be back in a few moments. We're going to carry on playing you some music. This one is Sonny Federa with Asking. Sonny Federa with Asking, and it's nearly 8:45 now, and what was going to say? Yeah, the marathon's starting soon. It starts at 10 a.m. I think this morning. Road closures operate earlier to facilitate the setup, and hopefully I should be able to get out of here because this road is apparently closed. So we'll see how that goes, shall we? I'll be the only car on the street trying to get out of here. Oh, sorry, I got in here before 8. hopefully it should be fine. Not going to worry too much. Otherwise, I'll just have to pitch up here until 2 p.m. this afternoon, I guess. Just sit around for the rest of the shows if everyone else is walking here. I don't know. Let's see. What was going to say? Yes, so that's what's happening today. That's the big event that's happening in Brentwood today. So, today, good luck to all of the runners that are taking part. I've never taken part in a marathon. I've done Tough Mud Out, which was pretty tough, and I didn't actually train for that, really. A friend was like, oh, I've got a spare ticket, you know, do you want to take part? And I was like, all right, because I'm always one that just, you know, up for trying new things and all. But yeah, that was tough, I must admit. The tough part I remember of that was I'm quite scared of height, so it was actually jumping off of a like bridge ultimately into muddy water that was the real tough part for me. And I remember the rest of the people that were taking part, like, really egging me on, you know. And that's a nice thing about when you take part in these things. There's so many people there, and there's so many people that are kind of, you know, if you feel like giving up, they're going to really kind of hold you back and say, keep going. Keep going, guys. As tough as it might feel at times, you're going to feel such a sense of accomplishment at the end. But, of course, if you feel something's not right and you think, oh, okay, I'm feeling unwell, then of course you need to stop and seek medical help. So I'll be back in a few minutes with some more music.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped garden. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can-Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
And more music now for you. And yeah, we're just going to keep it kind of dancey for the moment. And I can just see the men outside literally closing off the road. Yeah. Bit concerning. I feel like I'm being closed in here, but let's see. This one is Soul Searcher, going back with a bit more of a throwback track here with Can't Get Enough.
Yeah.
just gives me like 70s Bee Gees vibes, that one. So I'm actually going to play a track that is a bit of a Bee Gees mashup now. This is Eduardo XD, RH Music, Matt Layson with AC/DC Bee Gees mashup. Let's see how this is. Not actually heard it before, I just found it in the folder. Matt Layson, AC/DC Bee Gees mashup. That's different, isn't it? I like that. So if I can't get out of here with my car, then I wonder how it'd be if I had a horse. The reason I ask is because back in the day, back in the Middle Ages, archaeologists are saying that having a fast horse was the equivalent of having a fast sports car now. Examining equine remains in Westminster, London scientists found the strongest and tallest were imported from all over Europe for jousting. Professor Oliver Creighton of the University of Exeter said the fast medieval horses were inordinately expensive and finely tuned vehicles that proclaimed their own owner's status. I've actually been saying for a long time, like, my car was in the mechanics for 9 months, and I was saying, you know, bring back horses for travel. I think we'd be much better off if we were all going around on a horse and cart, and I think it'd just be so much more romantic as well, and it would save the environment. They literally said, that's it, no more cars, everyone just get a horse. And, I mean, we couldn't, I don't know, could we park the horse on our drives? I don't know, but I just feel like it would be that would be the solution to global warming, potentially. Just bring back the horses, horse and carts. And bring back all the other lovely things that came with it, like courtship and, you know. Anyway, so yeah, that was that, apparently. That was a status symbol. You could actually fine-tune your horse to be fast. I suppose people do that with the horse racing. I don't know how you make a horse faster, though. That's not my forte. I definitely don't have a lot of knowledge in that area, but it's intriguing nonetheless. So I am going to keep the music coming for you, and I'm going to go with what am I going to go with? Hold on. Let's switch it up a little bit. Let's go with a bit of Taylor Swift. A bit of Taylor Swift with a bit of Anti-Hero. Here it is.
Devices, they come with prices and vices. I end up in crisis. I wake up screaming, I'm dreaming. One day I'll watch you leaving, 'cause you got tired of my scheming. It's me, hi, I'm the problem, it's me. At tea time, everybody agrees. I'll stay. Exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero. Sometimes I feel like everybody is a sexy baby, and I'm a monster on the hill. Too big to hang out, slowly lurching toward your favorite city. Pierced through the heart, but never killed. Did you hear my covert narcissism? Like disguise as altruism, like some kind of conversation. I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as you're leaving, and life will lose all its meaning.
Reminds me of this meme I saw on Instagram. It was like, when you look up, you know, the traits of a narcissistic partner or something, and then you find out actually they're your traits. And it's got like a picture of this baby like looking shocked. So it's time for the news and the weather now, because we're approaching 9 a.m. already.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.